Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This is Scantron, and you're on Homo Ground. Visit homoground.com for more podcasts and mixtapes.
State to state, I learned geography there.
And that was the song Ocean to Ocean by the Shundas, a New York-based band. They are currently on tour right now promoting their new record titled Searchlights. And you can pick a copy of that up this Saturday night, October 15th, at the Pinhook in Durham, and also at Ackland Art Museum in Chapel Hill the following night on Sunday, October 16th. For more tour dates, you can check out their website at shundas.com. And I've got two more songs off of that album. I've got Are You Ready? And the title track, Searchlights.
We were out walking the city all night. All closed up storefronts and an ominous sky. Chaining fences and bridges and benches. And I was wearing my favorite yellow dress. This is better.
HomoGround is nominated for a 2011 Podcast Award in the GLBT category. So thanks to everyone who nominated us to begin with, and now the voting has started, and it runs until Thursday, October 27th. And you can vote once a day, every day, at podcastawards.com. We're not exactly sure what happens if we win, but we do know that it's a reason to celebrate, and we do love to have a party. Next up is Saddle of Centaur, a duo from Baltimore, Maryland, made up of Kathy on drums and Andrea on guitar. They'll be playing tomorrow night, Friday, October 14th, in York, Pennsylvania, at Blue Room at the Waterway. I've got a few songs off their new record, which is scheduled to be released in the next few months, called Boobs, Booze, Gun. I've got the songs Get Money, 90210, and Mermaid Repellent. You can find out more about Saddle of Centaur at ReverbNation.com/Saddle of Centaur.
another daughter fashion show. Where your best friend's mom did a ton in a half a blow. You think you're fancy, but bitch, guess what? Oh, God, I'm ready.
We'll be right back.
Next up, I've got a new song by Once Upon, a three-piece band from Lincoln, Nebraska. I've got the song titled Last Time, which is off their second album, In This House, that came out this month. I featured them on episode number 29, so if you like what you hear, be sure to check out that episode, which also features music by Pariah Piranha, Slut Ever, The Pack AD, and No Homo. You can check out onceupon.com for more information. The Gay Ole Opry is happening tomorrow night, October 14th, at Southpaw in Brooklyn, New York. Tickets are $10 for an amazing night of music featuring one of our North Carolina favorites, Mount Moriah, who will be joining the Indigo Girls for a few select dates in November. Also playing that evening is Karen and the Sorrows, Viva, and Juan in the Pines. And I hear there's going to be a super rad raffle with all of the prizes being Dolly Parton related. So check out GayOleOpry.com for more details, and be sure to check out HomoGrounds.com tomorrow morning for a special Gay Ole Opry treat. What is it? Well, you'll just have to see. Next up is Tin Kitchen, a three-piece made up of Lindsay Minton, Mercy Harper, and Jackie Sullivan. They formed in October of 2006 at Rutgers University. They went on hiatus in May of 2008, then got together to play a couple more shows in February of 2010. They went on to form and play in bands like Football Etc., Little Lungs, Hopalong, and Monitors. I've got the songs F-Sharp, Grace, and Archibald Alexander, which were all recorded by Kyle Fisher of Rainer Maria. To read more about Tin Kitchen and to see a photo series of toilets that were used while they were on tour, check out tinkitchen.blogspot.com. Oregon-based band The Happening came into existence in the fall of 2010 when M. Brownlow, former Swallows frontwoman, convinced Adrian Sharrock of Slick Slick Sister to resurrect the rock and roll drum ghost and map out a simple path to rock and roll redemption. Shortly after, Shannon Wade of The Eyes and Little Meat joined in on bass and The Happening was born. Their debut cassette tape titled Piranha is out now on Kasingle and Loving It Records. You can go to Cali Records PDX.com or check out calirecordsthehappening.bandcamp.com for the digital release. And I've got the songs Two Becomes One, Take It As It Comes, and Miles and Miles.